attic and the loft.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and dishes and things.
Cabin.
Hmm?
Cabin.
What's that like?
Well, that's where you put your dishes and cups and things in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Meal and flour. It's called a cabin.
Do you ever hear of something called a kitchen closet or a pantry? Or
yeah, sink? Where you hang skillets and things
mm-hmm.
in.
That's the
pantry.
Uh-huh. What's a skillet like?
Oh, it's a little where you fry stuff in, like oysters and steaks, things like that. Egg, fry eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for skillet or different kinds of them?
That is a law.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and things, you'd say, well, that's not good anymore. That's just
broken up furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, there's no need to save that. That's
mm-hmm.
just
trash or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a room that could be used to store things in that you didn't know what to do with. You'd call that room
the storage room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear called a junk room or plunder room?
Yeah, that's where you put your junk in.
What's that?
A little house sits off from your house. You put your old junk, old furniture and broke up and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
That you don't want to throw away.
And you call that the?
Junk house.
Did you have one?
No, I didn't.
And talking about the housework, you'd say, if your house is in a big mess, you'd say, I have to
clean up.
And the thing you'd sweep with would be a
broom.
Huh?
Broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom,
mm-hmm.
you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And a long time ago on Monday, women would get up the dirty clothes and they'd do the
washing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday they'd do the
ironing.
What would they call that big thing they'd have out in the yard to heat the water in?
Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other names for that?
Wash pot.
Uh-huh. I guess you remember that
one. Yes, my mother used to have one.
How much, did she do a lot of washing?
Well, she had right nice a lot of washing take in.
Mm-hmm.
She usually had about five or six.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take her to get it done?
Well, Friday she's through with it, or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to help her?
Uh-huh. She did.
What would you do?
Well, I would rub the clothes on the wash bowl,
uh-huh.
wrench, hang up, make the fire. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother would make the fire for her.
Uh-huh. Nowadays you could have your clothes sent to the
laundry or go to the washer here.
Uh-huh. Did people used to use that word laundry? Would they say I have to do the laundry?
Yeah, they've been using that ever since I know.
Uh-huh.
Laundry.
But you think of laundry as a place?
Yeah.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
open it.
Or if it is open and you don't want it to be open, you'd tell someone.
Uh-huh. Tell someone. If someone's here,
mm-hmm.
well, I'd say close the door for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or another word you use besides close. You could say close the door, or you could say
shut the door.